Chapter 4.
I have them,
Izard said into the mic secured to the short collar of his uniform. Standing at the rim of the speeder bus berth, he traversed the macrobinoculars to keep the fleeing YT centered in the visual field. Far below him, the freighter dived into the broad cleft opposite the Senate annex.
Captain Archer's ARC squadron will take up the pursuit,
the assistant director said through the comlink.
What about Fang Czar and the others?
Gone by the time the shock troopers entered the bay. Someone had to have tipped them off.
Izard lowered the macrobinoculars and hurried down the red carpet toward the atrium.
We'll see to them in due time. Right now, the freighter is our priority.
Disable or destroy?
Archer's call. Have a forensics team standing by to retrieve the bodies and pick through the wreckage if it comes to that.
Blaster bolts nipping at her stern. The YT dropped from the high ground, nearly colliding with a speeder bus that was making a stately approach to one of the upper tier berths. Whizzing from around the east curve of the annex dome flew a pair of speeders with front-mounted repeating weapons. Jeddak pushed the yoke forward, plunging the envoy into one of the canyons that radiated from the Senate circle. Cutting through traffic lanes, he tilted the freighter up on her side, then completed a rollover and clawed for the sky. The speeders were soon a memory. But the envoy hadn't ascended to the penthouse levels of 500 Republica when the threat assessment board began to chime.
V-wings and ARC-170s,
Reese said.
Count 5, 6, 7, closing from our 4 and 9.
Jeddak nudged the throttle and pulled the yoke into his lap, fermenting chaos in several mid-level air lanes as the YT executed a vertical climb of several hundred meters ahead of her own sonic boom, the threat board hollering all the while.
More arcs!
Jeddak glanced at the instrument panel's main screen. Heat-shedding S-foils parting into attack position. The pursuit ships were flying full out, laser weapons and proton missile launchers coming alive. Has the blockade been lifted?
Just,
Reese said, twisting the comm selector dial and listening through the headset.
Ships are dispersing from the holding patterns. Most of the incoming traffic has been routed to sectors 13 through 20.
Jeddak changed vectors, slewing wildly to the east and calling more power from the engines. The displays told him that the clone pilots had second-guessed him. The closest of the advanced recon fighters sent a flurry of warning bolts across the envoy's bow.
Well, they mean business.
Told you were too rough on them back in the bay.
Angle the front deflectors and keep an eye out.
Up ahead flew the vanguard vessels of a kilometers-wide swath of ships eager to reach their destinations at long last. Escorted by police vehicles and B-wing fighters, the ships were evenly placed and descending in measured speed. Jeddak took the envoy directly into their midst. Moving against the traffic flow and weaving his way through the pack, Jeddak came close enough to some of the ships to see the startled expressions on the faces of the humans, humanoids, and aliens behind the canopies. And clearly the pilots didn't have as much trust in Jeddak's ability as Jeddak had in himself. Like a school of fish discombobulated by the sudden appearance of a predator, ships were suddenly diverting from their courses, doing what they could to avoid accidents, but in many cases slamming against nearby vessels and initiating chain reactions of collisions. Trying in vain to match speeds with the envoy, the ARC-170s kept to the perimeter, holding fire for fear of hitting innocent ships. But the pack was thinning before the envoy had even reached the upper limits of the atmosphere, and the ARCs were climbing at high boost.
Reallocate power to the rear shields,
Jeddak said, as the envoy parted company with Coruscant's gravitational field. Local space was littered with debris, the smoking husks of Republic and Separatist warships, blackened pieces of annihilated fighter craft, shards of fragmented orbital mirrors. There was no sign of the Trade Federation and Commerce Guild ships that had survived the battle. But the cruisers of the home and open circle fleets were still defensively deployed in the event the Separatists decided to have another go at Coruscant. Reese muttered to himself while he listened to the battle net.
Ships of the line have been alerted. We're designated an enemy target.
Jeddak shoved the throttle home. But instead of trying to distance them from giant, arrow-headed KDY ships, he brought the YTs close to the tightly arrayed Republic cruisers as he dared, running the hulls, darting from one clear space to the next, using the ships for cover in an effort to get far enough from Coruscant to make the jump to light speed. But the ARC-170 pilots hadn't given up the chase and were no longer worried about innocent parties. The deflector shields of the big ships were more than capable of warding off stray laser cannon bolts. The envoy was rocked by the first volley. Jadak twisted the ship up on her starboard side, as if showing her belly to the pursuit ships.
We've got to protect that port thruster!
A deafening sound erased the rest of it, and a tangle of blue energy gamboled over the instrument panel. The cockpit lights and telltales blinked, then flickered back to life. Jadak slammed his hand against the ceiling to motivate the few systems that refused to come back online.
Light turbo from the Integrity. They're coming about to tractor us in.
You've got the yoke!
Jadak swiveled his chair to face the Rubicon Navicomputer and entered a request for jump data.
We can lose the V-Wings, Reese said. But those ARCs have Class 1.5 hyperdrives. They'll follow us to hell and back.
Then T'Prawa's out. We gotta throw them off the scent.
Where then?
Jadak looked over his shoulder at Reese. Nar Shadda's our best option. A follow-up bolt from the Integrity dazzled the envoy.
Any port in a storm.
Jadak waited for the Rubicon's go-to and reached for the hyperdrive lever. The stars had not yet become streaks when another powerful boom rattled the YT to her bones. The freighter didn't so much jump into hyperspace as get kicked into it.